nobody because the one some here not here. Father, we thank you for grace, how amazing it is, and how you want us to yield to you as our source, not other people. We thank you so much that this church is covered from that type of action. And may you open our eyes in the word tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, we're talking about praying in the Spirit. I'm going to get back to it. It's a supernatural weapon. Praying in the Spirit is a supernatural weapon. Let's look at three scriptures, then I'll give you an introduction, then we'll get into principle. Let's look at three or four scriptures that I think, look at Romans, let's look at 1 Corinthians first. I'm just going to look at these scriptures. Now, I want you to look at these scriptures openly because when I get to the introduction and the principles, you'll be able to relate it to the scriptures. I've got a new Bible here and I'm dealing with 1 Corinthians 14:2. It gives us something about praying in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14:2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Now, for no man understandeth him. You there? Howbeit in the Spirit he what? Now, you remember I told you that praying in the Spirit is supernatural, or praying in tongues is supernatural, that it enables you to travel in divine traffic. You remember that? Huh? Enable you to travel in mysteries, revelation, revelation knowledge. Being able to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. It's just supernatural traffic. And then praying in the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. Romans chapter 8. Now we talk about praying in tongues. Romans chapter 8. We want to see these things before I tell you some things that really could change your life. If you take the scriptures along with you, as I said. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Romans 8, 26. Now, we're talking about praying in the Spirit. Praying in tongue is a supernatural weapon. All right? And the 26th verse said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself, that word itself, but the Holy Spirit is a person, making intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Mind of the Spirit and according to the will of God. Now, in chapter 28 in the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 28, and the 11th verse, Isaiah 28:11. We're studying this supernatural weapon of praying in the Spirit. The 11th verse says, for with stammering lips and another tongue would he speak to his people. You see that? All right, now, and then there are others, like in Jude, building yourself up on your most, Jude 20, building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Then you have Acts chapter 2, the initial baptism of the church when it was all on one accord, the 120. Now, the number 120 in the Bible means an ending and a beginning. Remember, Noah was 120 days. There's some other numbers in the Bible, but it being an ending of one thing and a beginning of another thing. So in the 120 who got baptized was the one who God used to end and dispensation without the baptism to bring into a dispensation with power, supernatural power from praying in a divine way into a new beginning. Being baptized with the Holy Spirit, if you understand it, praying in tongue, it starts a new beginning. It's a new power, it's a new dominion. So let me give you about seven things that, right quick, as an introduction, and I'm going to go back over some things. But when you when you're a student and you're praying in the spirit, you are accessing the kingdom of God, government and dominion. You're accessing the kingdom of God, government and dominion. You're coming into the place where you are able now to subdue things, have authority, take dominion over things, because you have been escorted in the realm of the Holy Spirit, who is the most powerful being that ever lived. And you've been escorted into, and he opens all these avenues up, the Holy Spirit, open all these avenues up so you can see your way spiritually. It might be looking like a lot of damage going on naturally, physically, but you'll be able to see you orchestrate your steps spiritually by accessing the kingdom of God, government and dominion. In other words, rulership and authority become appropriated in your life in supernatural amounts. Okay? Another thing happens when you pray in the Spirit. You're not only accessing, but you're coming into agreement with the Holy Spirit. A partnership is developed. A divine partnership where he becomes your counselor, your helper, your standby, your strengthener, your leader at a higher dimension now, because you understand his language better. You and him, you're talking in his language. All right? You know, a lot of times when you pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit gives you interpretation. You're doing that too, where you can understand. Okay. And then when you're praying in the Spirit as a supernatural weapon, you are activating. Everybody say activating.
Activating.
The powers, I put powers, P-O-W-E-R-S, the powers of the Holy Spirit on your behalf. You're activating the powers of the Holy Spirit on your behalf. Very powerful, isn't it? Say it,
activated
the power of the Holy Spirit on my behalf. When I'm praying in the Spirit, I'm accessing the kingdom of God's government and dominion. And I'm coming in agreement with the Holy Spirit as my supernatural partner. Isn't that good? Somebody wave their hand at me or something. See, you're getting this, because this is so wonderful. So wonderful that I have this privilege. God gave me this privilege to be able to pray in the Spirit. You follow what I'm saying? Now, we talk about immediately, suddenly, straightway, being synchronized with these superior divine moments. There are divine moments that can come in your life in the spirit realm. So it's just your moment. And when you're praying in the spirit, I know this from experience. I told you, when a man have had an experiment, or a woman have had an experiment, they need not to answer a man with an argument. Okay. And so I also told you that there's a way to change facts. There's a way to change argument. There's a way to change reasoning. There's a way to change opinion. The truth does that. And when you're praying in the spirit, you're praying in pure truth. It cannot be contaminated by Satan, this system, or your natural man, because you don't understand. You're out of it. And it's a direct line, as we studied earlier, to God. But maybe some of you will have some things in your life you need to speed up. This next one will help you. Praying in the spirit is accelerating the spirit world at a faster pace. Accelerating the spirit world at a faster pace. In other words, things you believe in for, things that you need to happen, things that seem impossible, they become possible faster. Wow, y'all. This is so wonderful. Y'all not hearing me? Y'all hearing me? Are y'all just getting deep? Y'all here getting it down in your heart? This is something. I know at times that I need things accelerated. You know, I can't go God say, wait 3 months. I don't want to wait 3 months. So I pray in the spirit, and it'll speed it up. It can happen in 3 days, 3 hours, 3 minutes, 3 seconds. You see, when you get the spirit involved, so you're praying in tongue, you're leaping in the spirit world. You're not just stepping, but you're leaping. You're not walking pace by pace. Sometimes you jump 4 miles. Just an idea. You see what I'm saying? All right, okay, all right. So accelerate, okay. Also, when you're praying in the spirit, now there's another thing you're doing. That here's a word. You are aligning yourself with miracles, signs, and wonders. You're coming into alignment with the supernatural. You're coming in alignment that your expectation turned divine. Because you're praying in the spirit, so your expectation don't stay at the normal pace. It comes infused with the Holy Spirit expectation. Now, how do you think he expect? He expect everything to work just like he tell it. You see what I'm saying? And so that's what's so grand about praying in the Spirit. It brings an alignment. It brings an acceleration. It brings access that you can't get no other way. Are you with me, class?
Yes,
sir. Now, this one you will remember. When you're praying in the Spirit, what you're actually doing, you're stopping the accuser in his tracks by catching him off guard. You're stopping the accuser. Now, this came to me in about a minute and a half. These 7 things I'm giving you now. I got them about a minute and a half. But I don't believe it was a whole minute and a half. So you're stopping. That's acceleration, isn't it? You're stopping the accuser in his track by catching him off guard. What do you mean by catching him off guard? Well, you done went in some wisdom and some insight and some discernment that the Holy Spirit have showed you that he's nowhere, he's not an iota smarter than the Holy Ghost. And you praying and the Holy Ghost and coming in agreement as your partner, and you're dealing with the thing, all of a sudden, he stopped, he don't know what to do. Satan don't know what to do no more. And you go around him in miracles, signs, and wonders. Got that? And then this 7th thing that God gave me to introduce this to you, now, if y'all not going to get it, the people on the internet getting it. Maybe I'll say like one of my teacher says, where I was last. Well, what city I was in last? I need to go back to Birmingham? They were responding better in Birmingham. All right. The 7th thing that praying in the spirit is stirring up the atonement of the blood into full measure. Yeah. Stirring up, you never heard it before, I never heard it either. Stirring up the atonement, stirring up what the blood did into full measure. Because you're actually, when you're praying in the spirit, you're actually praying pure rhema. Those words are all alive. There's no logos word, there's no written words you're praying. You're praying pure, alive word. Because they come from the Holy Spirit. So let me go back over quickly. I'm going to be moving freely because I've told you this before. Praying in the Spirit is a weapon itself. Praying is the manifold wisdom of God. Ephesians 3:10, we talk about it bringing the manifold. We talk to you about a mega grace that the Lord, very large, huge, exceeding. We give you Ephesians 2:7, the exceeding greatness of his grace. Praying in the Spirit is in the realm of the Spirit, which is always moving through. Now, this is very important. Progressive revelation. Say progressive revelation 3 times. Now that's different. You got information, you have revelation, and you have progressive revelation. Progressive revelation is ongoing. Ongoing. Infinitum. Never runs out. Never end. Insight. Dimension. Understanding. Awareness that the Lord give you through progressive revelation. Everything in the spirit world is always moving. It never stops. And so that's why tradition and religion kind of messes up, because we stop, become satisfied, and go over and over the same thing. The spirit stretched out, he gone. He's moving. Now he help you as much as he can in that area. He don't forsake, he love you, but you're not gonna be able to keep up with what he wants you to have if you don't understand progressive revelation. Got that? Progressive revelation. Let me read that to you again. Praying in the spirit is in the realm of the spirit, which is always moving. Through progressive revelation, watch, you listening? Revealing to us that which is concealed. See, what no other way for you to know it. And then we talk about it is a spirit traffic. You're being given the means whereby you can travel into divine, supernatural, spiritual, invisible, unknown to man traffic. Hello. And I'm just reviewing now. It's helped us to synchronize with time, selected supernatural moment where God stopped all other traffic and let you through. Now, I've experienced all this. I've experienced God stopping traffic. Traffic that had been traveling years before I started traveling and let me through. See, notice this, class. I don't want to, because selective supernatural moment. That's a moment that God have selected to do something out of the ordinary where nobody else can stop it just for you. And I prophesy you will have some of those moments. It's a selective supernatural moment. So it is mystery. It is secret, hard saying. It has a rhythm. I told you that. Praying in the spirit is synchronizing with God timing. It's dealing with kingdom matter. You remember we talked about that. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Very familiar passage, one of my favorites. 1 Corinthians 2 and Romans 8 are my favorite chapters because it's dealing with the spirit realm in which I know I need to know a lot about. Amen? And I want to know more. When you look in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, a very familiar verse, but here, praying in the spirit has something to do with it. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. He says, but as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. You see that? And it goes on to say in the 10th verse, but God, what? Go ahead. All right, read the 11th verse also. Read the 12th verse also. Read the 13th verse. Keep reading. But watch the Holy Ghost teach it. Go ahead. Compare. Read 14. That's a mouthful, class. Huh? And that's the Holy Spirit making connection with your recreated human spirit because you're born again. You're born again from the inside. Now, but you need to hear all that. I want you to read that. You say, I have not seen. That's the natural man. Back to that 14th verse. And there's just another way to say it. When you're praying in the spirit, you're praying in tongues. Our spirit are one with God's spirit, giving us access to the thoughts of God. And I know a lot of you, all pray over hour a day in tongues. And that's some divine moments there. Okay. The Lord will help with things you do not know through the use of the church secret weapon of praying in the spirit. That's our secret weapon. Go back to 1 Corinthians 14:2. And look at the last statement he said in 1 Corinthians 14:2. Teaching, now I have some retired teachers, I have teachers here now. The great thing about teaching is review. You know, before you finish a semester, you ought to go over the thing four or five times. So you get it, because you're not getting it one time. More so with spiritual things. All right? Now, you see what it says in the end of that verse? What did it say at the end of that verse? Spirit teaching mystery, or in spirit. When we pick up on his mystery, things we do not know, God will lead us to victory. I've had so many moments in my life, personally and in the ministry, where God led me to victory by just praying in tongues. I've prayed in tongues in some of the hardest positions, and all of a sudden a divine rest and a divine calmness and a divine comfort came in the room and sat in my lap. I didn't have to touch it no more. It just worked out. But it's not going to happen if we don't do it. And it's not going to happen if we don't know how to expect that to happen. All right? Stick with me. Because our spirits are one with God's spirit, giving us access to the thoughts of God. Here's some things I want you to see. And as we pray in the spirit, we're praying out mysteries with our own spirit. Our spirits picks up on the thoughts of God. Our mind picks up on these thoughts. We call this revelation or being enlightened. We receive, listen, light, and we can see what to do in that situation. Oh, no, y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ready?
Yes,
see, you receive light that physical light can't give you. Flashlight, none of that can give it to you. It's a light in another realm. And you see, look what we say. We receive light, and we can see what to do in any situation. No situation ever jammed me if I didn't let my flesh get ahead of me. Sometimes you do. But if I sit back and pray in the spirit, I'd never, nothing never jammed me. It won't jam you either. Now, the enemy will try to talk you out of it. He'll tell you, you're not doing no good. Now, when we looked at Romans 8, 26 through 28, you know the 28th verse says, all things work together for good to them that love God, those who are called to his purpose. In that segment of praying in the spirit, Paul was saying when a person does not know the will of God, they stand in a place of weakness not knowing how to pray. But we have said to you, you have access to the thoughts of God. To things, you listening? To things you have never heard or seen or thought before. These mysteries bubble up in your consciousness from our spirit as we pray in tongues. As we pray in the spirit, God's thoughts are picked up in our mind and become known to us. And there's a divine, let me say this, that when that happened, I know it personally, there's a divine boldness and there's a divine assurance, and naturally and physically, nothing haven't changed. But you have changed. You have moved from a dimension of what you're dealing with can't harm you no more. You're on a frequency that is higher than your problem, higher than your enemy. Now, you know, and get this, do you know now, We're living in an anti-Christ society. Y'all know that, right? So don't expect the world to lay down and love you. They want to party. They want to sin. They want to do evil things. They want you to come go with them. Always remember that. That's why praying in the Spirit will keep you clean, too. Keep you holy. It'll snatch you back. It'll tell you, look, this is the way you're supposed to live. It'll bring every scripture you ever read in your life. It'll bring it up right and say, it's set right in front of your face. What you doing? Where you going? Thank God for that. Because we all will be out there. See, some of y'all think y'all so holy. I wouldn't. We all will be out there. Tomorrow. Kill a 25-year journey. That flesh will roll over, partner. Now, I believe this is bad repeating, that praying in the spirit, this is a mighty weapon because Satan does not know what we are saying, and neither do other people. Watch it, you listening? But as we continue to pray in the spirit, we can pick up on secret plans of God for us at that moment. We can pick up on secret plans of God for us at that moment. We can pick up on secret plans of God for us at that moment. We can pick up on secret. Y'all must be don't know what God's secret plans are. Huh? That's victory. That's trial. When God reveals to you something, when you're dealing with something, and give you his secret plan, he'll say, hey, what's your first name? Dexter? Cedric. Cedric. Got it right? Cedric, this is what I would do. Oh, Jesus. You know, Cedric, turn the light out on it. We're going to bed. Because God has, and he know, we know God when God's talking. So God, this case is seller. This is what I would do. Go on to bed. Tomorrow, just get up and do this, do that. I'll handle the rest. That belongs to all of us. I don't know why we struggle with stuff over and over again when we can stop and pray 10 or 15 minutes in the spirit and just sit still with your Bible open. I mean, he gave us, it's a weapon. It's something God has given to us. See, when the Bible says, my thoughts are higher than your thought, over there in Isaiah 55, wouldn't mean you couldn't get into them. See, praying in the spirit take you to that scripture. Yeah, you see, it's higher, but he's talking about in the dimension of the spirit. So when you're praying in the spirit, you're rising levels in the spirit. And you're coming to God's thought, but God have another level of thought. God have another level of thought. God have another level of thought. And the more matured you are, the higher the thought can be. There are some thoughts, if you get to the thought beyond your measurement of maturity, they will confound you. See, because God thought, whatever level he's going to let you on in his thought, your faith has to be on that level. And something we left out. And your hope has to be on that level. So a lot of things I think we're trying to get by faith, but we're leaving hope out. See, faith is now, but hope reaching, see the thing in the future. Hope has a divine vision. Hope looking in the future. And I remember, I don't believe nobody ever seen this comic book. The long arm man, he threw his arm out. I ain't holding all y'all. He threw his arm out, and his long arm. I remember that. And he reached and grabbed things, you know all that. And so Hope threw that arm out, yeah. 2 or 3 years ahead of time, and draw it into your future. Yeah. That'd be your faith and hope combination, causing something to happen supernaturally. So I want you to know the Bible talks about hope. It said hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost. So now you got to have, for your faith to be right, I'm going off on a little side journey now. For your faith to be right, you're going to have to perceive and expect, or believe and expect. See, if you don't give your faith no expectation, you're not operating in faith. That's why faith and hope have to go together. When he ends 1 Corinthians 13 about love, he said, "Now abide hope, faith, and love." I don't need to know what one to hide. I need all three of them. So when you're operating, operating all three of them, operate faith, hope, and love. Getting it? Operating faith, hope, and love. In other words, operate in the present, in the future, and in a divine anointing that can wrap things up, the love of God. That's what Jesus did. Okay. All right. All right. Whatever the need is, when we talk about Romans 8, 26, 27, 28, our way informative, we don't know how, whatever the need is, we can always pray in the Spirit to pick up on the direction we should go. Pick up on, some of y'all need this tonight. Pick up on the direction that we should go, all right? You remember Jesus told Peter about the gold coin and the money in the fish mouth? All right. When Jesus told Peter about the gold coin, that was also a word of knowledge from the Spirit of God. So when you're praying in the Spirit, all the gifts stand at attention. All angels, because you're talking angels' language, they're all at attention. Because you're in that dimension, you're in that realm. Let's say it another way. You dealing with something tonight? Let's say it another way. When you pray in the Spirit, by the Spirit, you receive the mysteries regarding your situation, and you can then walk them out. Yeah, walk in the Spirit, you see. Walk by faith. Walk in the presence of God. Walk in the supernatural. Hallelujah. And so we began to talk about, and I haven't got back to where I stopped off at. I'm going, still reviewing. I got one more page to review, and I'm almost a half hour in reviewing, but that's good. Because grasp this way. Because Satan sure will try to talk about benefits of praying in the Spirit. The benefits, I'm going to talk about a few things. How it's supernatural, but it's beneficial, because if you don't know that, it's going to look artificial to you. I don't need to do all that. Let them do it. See. So that's what Satan wanted to look like. Tongue, praying in the Spirit, tongue, is the entrance into the supernatural, into the realm of the Spirit, God's miracle zone. Praying in the Spirit will take you in God's miracle zone. Praying in the Spirit will take you in God's miracle zone. Let me say three things I want you to grasp here. You may have them in your notes already. There's a doorway into the realm of the Spirit, and it is through tongues. All right, got that? Secondly, tongue, or praying in the Spirit, when I say tongue, is the key that unlocks the spirit world. The key that unlocks the spirit world. Actually, tongue, or praying in the Spirit, is the prayer in the New Testament. You remember I told you Jesus took 40 days to talk to him pertaining to the kingdom of God before he gave him that gift. Because he wanted him to know that this praying in the Spirit is kingdom of God synchronized. And so you're going to have to know about the kingdom. The kingdom of God is within me. See what I'm saying? Because this is a kingdom power here. This is another one you need to hear again. Praying in tongue is a direct line to God. I know y'all, I'll tell y'all about the party line. I ain't gonna take too long about it. But neither of you remember that party line, the party line where everybody, I'm 5 miles from you, and you and me on the same line. I get in and hear you talking to the person you're talking to. Then I start pitting on the button trying to get you off. Anybody? I believe that was just in black folks' house, though. Well, I tell you, we got the old books, the party line. Finally got a straight line. Now, another thing praying in tongues would do for you, it is speaking divine mysteries. We got that right? It also, another way to say it is divine coded secrets. Now, if y'all don't get this next statement, I don't know what to do with you. Praying in the spirit or speaking in tongue is drawing secrets to life complicated issues. Hidden things, divine secret, coded language. In other words, you'll know what to do like God would know what to do. The coded language, divine secret, secret will or plan, secret counsel that governs God in his dealing with the righteous image and form. Wow. Wow. Praying in the spirit. See, you don't know it. Praying in tongue or in the spirit is prophesying your God-ordained future. Watch this, because I give you this, but it's a twister here. I'm going to say it again now. Praying in tongues is prophesying your God-ordained future. Got it? The plan is the wisdom of God. All right, number one. And is hidden for the believer, not from the believer. See, that's why Jesus talked in parable. Do you really want this? See. Turn to Ephesians 3:16, one of my favorite verses, one of the favorite prayer Paul prayed. But he's talking about that inner man, how to get that inner man strengthened, how to have that inner man strong, how to have the real you in charge, how to have the other you just always running his mouth. I can handle it. he always won't answer. Yeah, I wouldn't put up with that if I was you. Now he won't get you in strife. She ain't all that nowhere. I won't be a husband lover. That's all kind of old crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? That's the other old man. Y'all don't act like it don't happen. So crazy things come up. To all of us, crazy thoughts come up. Are you dead? Oh, Reverend, that would never happen to me. I love the Lord too much. Sure. I taught a few Sunday school classes. Ephesians. You know, Ephesians is another wonderful prayer by the Apostle Paul. And he gave this divine word here in 16 verse that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory, all that he is, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. So praying in the spirit is actually strengthening your inner man with might. The more you pray in the spirit, the more spiritual force are building up in your spiritual man. And an example is like how barbells build muscles. Praying in the spirit builds up your spirit man. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, we start. Praying in tongue is praying things that have been concealed to be revealed. When you're praying in tongue, you're praying the rhema of God. Tongue pull you from the past into the future. Let me give it again. Praying in tongue, or praying in the spirit, is praying things that have been concealed to be revealed. They're concealed from the enemy. But when you pray in the spirit, when you shift levels, they will be revealed to you. When you're praying in the spirit or praying in tongues, you're praying the rhemas of God. Although I said that earlier, you can't pray a logos, a written word, in tongues. There is, let me use a word that the Lord really worked with me on the other day when I was spending some time with him. That word, quicken. Yeah. You had the quickened who was dead in trespassing sin. And then he says, the word of God is quick. Then he said, it is the spirit, John 6:63, is the spirit that quicken, or makes alive. Well, there are dimensions in the quickening factor in praying in tongues. There are areas in your life that are not going to be quickened, alive enough to receive what the spirit want to put out at that junction. But as you pray in the spirit, you become alive in that dimension. Okay. Quicken. Everybody say quicken. Yeah. See, what have become dull in your life, dry, and it seems like it does not want to function, and it seems like you're stuck. By faith, keep praying in the spirit. It's going to be unlocked. The quickening juice of heaven will start flowing from your spirit out into your mind and into your body, into your house, into your car, into that situation, creating an atmosphere and an environment for victory, for triumph, that the natural man can't go there. But we can't sit back as Christians like we're natural. God have given us this gift, this prayer language. And this prayer language is not as the Spirit wills as you will. Good God Almighty. See, the gifts of the Spirit, divers kind of tongue and interpretation, that the Spirit will. Praying in the Spirit is as you will. I never heard that before, John. But boy, that's a glorious statement. In other words, there is no governor on praying in the Spirit. You go as deep in the Spirit realm as you want to go. And don't mind me, my friend. When you pray in the spirit, there's never a time you're not going into dimension. Because one syllable in the spirit, you've stepped into supernatural. Yeah, call it up, supernatural. The Holy Ghost area there. You follow me? All right. So praying in tongue is stated like this, is home improvement. For it's a source of spiritual edification. It will build you up when you are down. Tongue is building a strong premise to carry. Well, come on now, don't miss this. Watch out. Tongue is building a strong premise to carry the anointing. Because I know what happened when you're praying in tongue. You actually getting fresh anointing and you're refreshing the anointing. And you're going to higher levels of anointing. All right? If you only knew the hours I pray in the spirit just come to minister to you 1 hour. Now, I'll tell you, by the grace of God, you know, sometimes it, get in the spirit and say, man, look like pastor, been in heaven. Yeah, I've been there. Spending time. I'm just telling you, you can do this. It's not just for the preacher. Thank God, praying in tongues, not just for the apostle, prophet. It's for the body of Christ. It's for every one of us. If you live in a dull life, it's a doggone shame. Stop looking at what other people have. Have what you have. Yeah. Build yourself up. Praying in the Holy Ghost. It's not only building a strong premise to carry the anointing, preachers need to hear this. A strong premise to carry the anointing. See, you are an anointing carrier. You are, and then He said, you need not any man teach you the anointing, 1 John 2:27. See, so the more you pray in the tongue, the more the Holy Spirit can teach you. Now, here's one that we must understand, because we're always talking about faith. Praying in the Spirit builds and stimulates your faith. Actually, I believe it enables you, because Jude 20 talks about building yourself on the most holy faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 talking about the spirit of faith. We believe and then speak. See what I'm saying? And I think praying in tongue will put you in that category. Praying in the Spirit stimulates your faith. It is a faith booster. You ready for this? Praying in tongue make you progress unstoppable and undeniable before your enemies. Now, here's a good part about praying in the Spirit. You listening? There is not 1 ounce of unbelief in praying in tongues. Your mind out of it. When I start out, I can't unbelieve. Why? I don't know what I'm saying. I'm doing this by faith. But if I stand here 15 minutes and do that, another realm will come. Another dimension will come. The light will pop in me and be imparted to you. Are you with me? Look in 1 Corinthians again with me. I'm going to read one or two verses and then make a statement. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 again. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
Say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Make the people on the internet think you're getting something.
Yes,
hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I was writing a song yesterday. The blood is still working. I said, I was writing a song. Y'all heard what I said?
Yes. The blood.
I tell you. Terry won't know, where is that? The blood is still working. But you know, I sing to the Lord sometimes, myself, private time. I sing in English and I sing in the Spirit.
Yes.
That's some of the greatest anointing you can get. Oh, da da ba sho ye ho yo. Kundiri do da ba yo. And then sometimes y'all have heard, you've been around. I'd get in the Spirit here every now and then and sing in the Spirit while we're having praise and worship. Look in the 15th verse, 1 Corinthians 14:15. It says, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the Spirit. And I will sing with the understanding also. Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupy the room of the unlearned say amen at that giving of thanks, seeing he understands not what thou sayest, for thou verily give thanks well, but the other is not edified. Praying in tongue is giving praise and thanksgiving to God. Praying in tongue is giving praise and thanksgiving to God. It's one of the highest forms of praise and thanksgiving, because you're directly spirit on spirit. Back to a relationship to Romans 8:26-28. Praying in tongue is praying in line with the divine will of God. When you don't know what to pray, the Holy Spirit knows exactly what you should pray. Amen?
Amen.
Praying in tongue is help with your ultimate weaknesses. And one of your ultimate weaknesses is lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. See, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, praying in tongue will help you in that area. Praying in tongue will also enable all things to work together for good. You know that by Romans 8:28, right? Yeah, so in other words, if everything gone bad and you don't like to know what to do, you know, just pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit, put him in charge. See, praying in the Spirit actually is putting the Holy Ghost in charge. And I never write that down. That's very, It's putting the Holy Ghost in charge of this situation. Praying in tongues, putting the Holy Ghost in charge. Now, I believe he know what to do. Huh? And I believe if I pray long enough, he going to tell me what to do. It might not be all what to do, but it's enough to do to activate a position for him to do the rest. You see it? Here's a glorious one, John 14. Here's a glorious one. Y'all getting this?
Yes, sir.
John 14. John chapter 14, verse 17. Even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because what? And what else? But what else? Why? And what else? Everybody saw that? Huh? Because I'm about to say something now. Praying in the spirit or in tongue aids us in being God inside minded. The indwelling spirit rise up on the inside of us. He's in there. But praying in the spirit is a way to activate him or release him or expand him or enlarge him on the inside of us. God-mindedness is miracle-mindedness. Turn to Acts chapter 10 quickly. Acts chapter 10. Verse 45 and 46 in Acts chapter 10, 45 saying, day of the circumcision was believed were astonished as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentile also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's speaking in tongues they're talking about. Then look what this 46 verse says. Read the 46 verse. All right. For they heard him speak with tongue and magnified God, right? Now, why are you listen now. Praying in the spirit magnify God. Now, watch what I say next. It enlarges your perception of God's power in your life. See, when you say magnify God, you just think he's out there making God bigger. No. It enlarged your perception of God's power in your life. See, other words, your faith become magnified. Your grace become magnified. Forgiveness, all the things that God, love, mercy, all that's become magnified. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. All that, fear not, for I'm with you, I'm your God. You see, all that become magnified. You got scriptures hidden in you. And so the Holy Spirit take those scriptures and put a magnified glass on them to give you courage, to give you confidence, to let you know you cannot lose because I'm with you. Yeah, but Lord, I messed up. Well, repent then. Let's get over this. Let's go to the next page. Don't let the enemy condemn you because you miss God. Repent and go to the next page. I'm sorry. Sorry enough to quit. Help me now. Go to the next page. Don't let him hold you in the past. There in Isaiah 28, 11 and 12, you can look at it. I'm just going to say praying in tongues. Give spiritual refreshing and rest. Spiritual refreshing and rest. You read them too. You read them first in Isaiah 28. Go ahead and turn to it, 28, 11, and 12, because it's so important, spiritual refreshing, because we need that, and we need some rest. If you go on a job for 12 hours with some crazy people, or 8 hours, you need some spiritual rest and refreshing. You really want to take a drink. That's what you want to do, some scotch or something, you know what I'm saying? But you know that's not right, you know. You're supposed to get drunk on the Spirit, you know. People you're trying to help, trying to tell them something, you're trying to tell them about Jesus. I know him. I went to church last Sunday myself. Took communion twice. You know. They think they're all that, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know that. Oh, my goodness. But you see what it said? Read those two verses right quick. Spiritual rest and refreshing. Now listen, I got 6 minutes. Listen to this. Praying in tongues helps you enter the world of gifts of the Spirit. That in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Why? Watch this. Tongue increase your sharpness and accuracy in the anointing. Tongue increase your sharpness and accuracy in the anointing. Tongue, praying in the Spirit, watch this, enable the believer to access the wonders of God. You know, I'm hearing this in my spirit right now, right fresh off the cup. And I don't know how much impact it's going to have on you, but I believe it's the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Spirit, this is off my note, praying in the Spirit bring you to the position of why not? Why not? In other words, why can't this happen? Why I can't go to that level? Or why I can't have this? Or why I can't go here? You see, you're talking about things decent and order, you understand what I'm saying? But I just heard the Spirit says, tell them when they're praying in the Spirit, it put them in a category of why not? Why? Because all things are possible. It take you out the cheese eating category, government cheese. You know, thank God, a fresh piece of cheese. What haven't been traveling for 18 months from overseas. Are you following me? Are you following me? That's a $50 check. You see what he did? He caught a hot moment. See, y'all don't know nothing about that. That's a hot moment when the anointing on you real strong. That's a hot, you call that a hot moment. I never told you all that, but I'm just telling you tonight so you understand. People around the world know that. The stronger that anointing is, the faster this thing will come out. All right? Why not? Now, those thoughts and dreams you have are not accidental. It's God urging you to have what I want you to have, but there's always a due season. See, there's a development that has to take place so that maturity can match the manifestation. I'm preaching better than you listening. You see, so there's some things you may not be able to manifest now because he's waiting on your maturity. From a personal testimony, I told my staff this morning, God dealt with me about something. You see now, I recognize in the spirit world that God had made me a powerful man around the world in my infirmities, but by yielding to the Holy Ghost. And another thing that made me powerful, I got plenty of money. So that'll create an attitude. And God told me, he said, you got a temple. And you get angry too fast. And you straighten people out too fast. I ain't talking about you. I got a post speed straighten you out. But you're too, just like the other room, I was in a beautiful suite in Alabama. And I got back in about 3:30. That's my rest moment. I lay before the Lord. I got to go back and preach that night. The room wasn't clean. Well, it's automatic. The room supposed to be clean before 12 o'clock, especially the president's suite. So I told my younger son, I said, call them and tell them I need this room clean. I need it clean now because I got to lay down. You see, I'm not gonna lay in a dirty bed and I know they're supposed to clean it. And that wasn't good enough. I called him myself. I want to talk to the manager. Said the manager in a meeting, get him out. Then the Lord sent this little foreign girl in the room with such a sweet spirit. How you doing, sir? I started making the bed up. I'm under conviction, my conscience bothered me. I said, you should have sent somebody with an ugly attitude. Talk real soft. And then the Lord says, now, here, I'm going to teach you a lesson. He said, I want you to repent. And I want you to be slow to speak. Swift to hear, slow to speak. So rang, he said, the dimension you're in, you can wreck a lot of people's life in essence. So you're going to have to be calm, and you're going to have to weigh things out before you say anything. You know, the Bible said, man, a few words is a wise man. You know, a man open his mouth, he tell everybody everything about him. He stay quiet, you think he's the most intelligent woman in the world until she opened her mouth and say three sentences, and he said, this is the most ignorant woman I ever seen in my life. And you've been knowing her for 4 years, but she opened her mouth and started talking, and you say, whoa, Lord, this woman is crazy as a basketball. But so, you know, I'm just using an example. I ain't call your name. And so, but I had to repent. I repented because let me tell you what happened. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You take the hedge down. Or you open a gap in the hedge. So the higher you go, the cooler you better be. I learned my lesson quick. I said, yes, sir. And here's another thing happened. You want me to tell you?
Yes,
sir. The anointing violate the Antichrist territory. So when I go in a restaurant, sometimes it violates the enemy territory and the people get snobby.
Yeah.
And they won't handle me. They treat everybody else right. My son noticed that one time. They treat everybody right, but they kind of try to handle me. Then on the other hand, now you got a lot of nice people who know the Spirit of God, but every now and then you run onto one of them Antichrist.
Yeah.
And so now, what I'm going to do with this Antichrist? Huh? You know, how are you to deal with them? I say, you fired. She said, you can't fire me. I say, you fired from this table. Give me the manager. And he give me another waiter. Then they got a tendency they won't take you to the table where they won't take you. All them pretty tables you're passing by, you can see the TV and everything. They're taking you over there and they're saying, ma'am, hey, hold up, ma'am. Now, I'm still going to do that. I'm just going to do it a little more tactful, you know. Hold up, ma'am, I would like to sit here. And now, if you ever give them a $50 bill, you can have the whole restaurant. Sometimes I know they're going to be real rough. So I say, yeah, you tip before you start. What else you want, Mr. Thompson? You know my name, everything, you know. Sometimes you got to calm down. So the higher you go, the more you need to know and flow in the spirit. That's all I'm saying. Because our basic principle of operation is not faith, it's love. But love don't mean I have to be a weakling and accept a half-fried egg when I said I wanted well done and scrambled. You need to speak up about that, but you got to know how to wisdom how to do it. All right, class? Raise your hand and give God praise. Hallelujah. Give God praise. We'll take down our next section. And two things when you're getting ready to do your offering. Remember why not. And remember that the Spirit of God, through the vision of this church, want to take you to money not to love, but money to enjoy, to use it properly. Enjoy helping people. Enjoy the best things of life, the better things of life. I read an article I wanted to get Barbara to look it up, David Ramsey, I believe. I don't even know what he do. I don't know. Undoubtedly, he's talking. I don't know. Some of y'all might know him. And they attacked him because he built a $13 million house. And they attacked him. Some person attacked him on internet, probably a broke person. And he said, now, I don't want you to answer this, but I'm going to answer. He put down about six or seven things. He said, you don't know the $30 and $40 million a year I give to help people. And he said, if I don't know anything, God told me to build his house and want me to enjoy. Then he got another friend, Ronald, worth $2.2 billion. Bought a $110,000 car, and somebody got the audacity to say something about it. He said, you don't know how many millions of dollars this man give to his church. And then he said, I'm a tither. Yeah. You know, it's people just, they can't handle it. They can't handle it when a person, the man a Christian, he said, you know, he served at my church, me and my wife. He said, God first, called his wife Nam second, and his children third, I think he was talking about it. But he gave a thorough answer to why he was enjoying his money. Now that's 1 Timothy 6:17. It talks about God give us richly all things to enjoy. And the church have not enjoyed it. You know, when you're struggling trying to keep up, I know about that. And so a man with an experience don't have to answer a man with an argument. You can say what you want. I don't have to argue. You can't. It's a different, you know. It's a different. Where you can go anywhere, anytime. You know, it's a gift from God. It's not evil. It's right. And we got to get that in our hearts and understand that we don't have to go after it. Once you align with God's will, it comes after you. God has set us up for it to come after us. All right? Amen. If you need an envelope for your giving, lift your hand. You watching by internet.